quite amazing. Listen to the news, the report concerning Michael Bray. This is, quote, an unhinged actor Thursday calmly described hacking his beloved mother to death with a sword because he believed a demon had taken hold of her soul. I didn't kill her. I killed the demon inside, quote, Michael Bray said. In a chilling interview with the Daily News in the prison ward at Bellevue Hospital. When he told his mother he had died in this, who died in this grisly assault early Tuesday, Michael was unrepentant. Quote, this is what Michael says now, quote, so be it. It was the work of God, he said. Speaking with white-hot intensity and unflinching confidence, Bray described a shadowy descent into a world filled with Masonic symbolism, black magic, beginning late Sunday when he snapped awake. Listen to what he says now. I was sleeping in my bedroom. Do you remember the broadcasts we have done already on sleep paralysis? Millions experiencing visitation in their bedroom. Something about that moment of going to sleep when you're weak and when it seems to open a door with no resistance. Here I'm quoting again Michael Bray, who slaughtered his mother with that Masonic sword. He says this, quote, I was sleeping in my bedroom. God came above my bed and reached his arm to me, said Bray, wearing a light blue prison jumpsuit and slippers. He told his tale while sitting, unhandcuffed on a blue chair behind a wood table. I said, God, is my time on earth over? I heard a voice say, yes. Michael, today is your last day. I asked if I could say goodbye to my family. The 31-year-old Bray said that he told no one about the dream. But the following afternoon, he said he received another sign while at the Prince Hall Masonic Temple in Harlem, which he had joined a week earlier. There, he said, a man approached him and tried to put a curse on him. He kept trying to put something in my hand, but wouldn't show it to me. I kept opening my hand. It was a Freemason pin. I wouldn't touch it, Bray said. I felt like Neo from the Matrix. He began feeling ill and left. And while riding the train back to Brooklyn, he said, strangers began speaking to him about his mother. I felt like Neo from the Matrix. I began hearing voices and feeling powerful, Bray said. They were asking about the difference between my mom and mother. It was a sign. When he returned to his family's Prospect Heights apartment, the bit part actor who once appeared on Ugly Betty hugged his mother, a God-fearing Haitian immigrant with whom relatives say he had long been very close. He says these words, quote, I knew I would never see my mother again, he said. I gave her lots of love. I went to his room and lit candles. Placed a dagger and a 3-foot ceremonial Masonic sword by his side. Investigators said he had stolen the sword from the Masonic Lodge, but Bray insisted his father had given it to him when he was a child. It's a powerful sword, he said. Bray also arranged 3 saint cards around him, including the one of St. June holding a sword. Now, this is an amazing story as it continues. Obviously, he goes out to kill. Now, this is, again, what we're talking about, the contrast when it comes to the supernatural. This week, we're doing a series on many infallible proofs. That's about God's work, God's spirit, God guiding, God doing miracles. But we're going to do this in contrast to the supernatural work that is going on from the other side. Tonight, as we talk about how the Spirit of God, the breathing out of the Spirit of God, when it comes to the language of God and the Word of God and the power of that word. We're going to talk about demonic inspiration, the Akashic Records. We're going to talk about that side that is so operative. I'm saying it again, please hear me. That side has ramped up beyond anything we have seen in human history. It's been a frog in the kettle approach. That's why it's not been that detected. But now what I'm going to tell you tonight is that spirits that have visited people in what some have called sleep paralysis, spirits that have been placed on objects that have been in individuals who conjured them to curse others or release. And I'm reading the story again of the actor that slaughtered his mother. I'm reading this and seeing again the possibility of a demonized object, spirits on an object. Were they testing him? Were they seeing how it would work? Obviously, Bray gets a visitation. But it's very clear from somebody that knows God, that knows the Spirit of God, that knows the work of God, that knows and is familiar with how God works. God did not show up in Bray's apartment. God didn't linger over him and speak to him and tell him these things. And so Bray is taking it as a sign from God, and it's all about his mother and all the people that are speaking. And it seems as though the person that tried to put the curse on him and the person that gave him the object that had spirits on it, when he took it, obviously began to bring influence. It's kind of like if you can understand biblically the picture of Judas. Obviously did not believe in the living Christ. You can't be a Mason and believe in the real living Christ. The Masonic teaching will teach you a dumbed down, de-deified, psychic, occult version that Albert Pike has unleashed also. And so when you are in the midst of real spiritual stuff and you don't have the Spirit of God and you have experiences, you have no grid by which to discern. So this presence, this spirit, these spirits operative seemingly all over Bray, all over this young man, guiding him. Kind of like when the spirit, Satan, entered into Judas. Now, Judas just went out and did what the influence was, and clearly this young actor did what the influence, what the voice, what the presence, what the energy. Remember how we talked about this yesterday? The energy, not all energies and powers and spiritual experiences and voices are coming from God. But the reason that we are here, do you understand that hundreds of millions of engagements for 6-7 decades as never before in human history. And it continues to multiply decade after decade after decade as the spirits are speaking, as the spirits are guiding, as the spirits are leading people. And his only way of interpreting the experience was that it was God, though he knew that some kind of curse was being put on him. And when he received the charged object in his hand, he felt the power. He began feeling powerful. And that powerful feeling was inseparable from hearing the voices and giving a description concerning his mom and his mother and guiding him to slay her with the ritual charged sword. Now, I got this from the dailynews.com sent to me by... Well, let me see here. Scott, I believe, sent this one. I've had a few others send them in. And I want to say, no, Steven sent this one in. And Tim sent one in. And Deborah sent in. And a few others. But this particular article was amazing to me. Once again, as we gather this hour tonight, shatterthedarkness.live.net, and this is the live radio broadcast, and we are here to interact with urgency, because, listen, hundreds of millions worldwide, in Russia, throughout Europe. Do you remember the story I shared some time back about how in Russia there are more shamans, sorcerers, and wizards than there are psychologists and doctors? Throughout Europe, England, United States, Canada, all around the world, the development of alternative spirituality, the engagement with spirits, people engaging in extra-dimensional entities, alien entities, sleep paralysis alone. They're saying hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands. I've done prayer deliverance with people who've come in with that condition. I've had many people respond to the broadcast we've done on it. I'm going to tell you again that all around our nation, all around the world, for decades now, 50, 60 years, we have seen an unleashing, a manifestation. The voices of the entities are speaking, and they are unleashing power. They are unleashing experiences. They are speaking. They are guiding people. They are empowering people. They're doing a lot of things. And some of you listening to me right now, you have powers, you have abilities, you have presence, well, that it's not from God. And that is the danger. And so tonight, let the Spirit of God, let the presence of God inside bring the warning to you that not everything supernatural, not everything spiritual is of God. And not being of God, where does it come from? What are you being guided by? Who's visiting you in your room? What readings, writings, books, materials that have been inspired by spirits, by those who believed the doctrines of those spirits, and they've written books? There's a psychologist. She's sitting down. She doesn't know the living Christ. She doesn't have the Spirit of God inside. But all of a sudden, as she's opened up to the other side, a presence begins to move her arm. She begins to write. She begins to write more and more and more and more until she writes. And what many now know as the Course in Miracles. Spiritually guided. Spiritually leading her. Developing. Massive material that has been disseminated and read and received by very many folks. Now I'm going to tell you that there are hundreds of millions. And I'm going to tell you that the real agenda spiritually is to infect, to influence, to speak, to give experience, to give powers. You want to hear the scope? The biblical revelation, the scope, Revelation 12, is for that side to bring spirit-guided influence, voice, empowerment to billions. Billions. Do we have any idea how vast the massive... Maybe that's why the Spirit of God, in guiding John in the Revelation, to describe the work of Satan, to describe the work of the demons, gives the picture of a megas red dragon. Huge, enormous. Who leads the whole world astray. Have you seen the prophecy? Revelation 12, dealing with the past, dealing with the present, dealing with the future. Dealing with a massive revelation of alternative dark side spirituality. Well, with fury, with urgency, because knowing the time is short, they are operative with the goal, now listen to me, with the goal of deceiving the whole world. Let's stop for a moment. We've got a quarter after six on a Tuesday night here, the last day of November. 30th, getting ready to jump into December tomorrow. Now, let me tell you something. It's the last month of 2010, and you and I know what it's going to be like. You and I know that even around the solstice coming up, and listen, coming into 2011, let me tell you now that there are three primary streams that will be very, very strong. On the one hand, occult writers from all over. And that would include Albert Pike's writing, the Masonic writings, old occult writings, Alice Bailey, all the occult writings. Let me say very clearly, Edgar Cayce. They're all speaking with a supernatural, spirit-guided synchronicity, but it's not God the Holy Spirit. Let me tell you that content where individuals for the last 70 years or more who have been moved upon, who have believed the content, who have become the recipients of spirit-guided revelations, and they've written them down. And those books have been, well, Alice Bailey alone, 20 volumes. Helena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey, if you read the stories, both were willing, I mean, at first maybe unwilling, especially Alice Bailey, but then she became convinced. It's kind of like the story I read about Sylvia Brown, the psychic, you know, about a month ago. Reading her book when she's trying to write about Christ, which was one of the most incredible, heretical, but yet spirit-guided writings. It all begins with a spirit that engages her as a young child, takes over, and explains to her the presence of a spirit guide. She accepts ultimately the spirit guide in all these years. The spirit guide has helped her study and interpret the Bible. Incorrectly, of course. The spirit guide has guided her in all the psychic and predictive. And so she's wide open. I mean, you can read it yourself. You can read about the incredible engagement, the incredible guiding, teaching, leading, directing, and literally, if you look at it correctly, obviously the spirit that got into her life, handed down generationally. She received and allowed to operate through her life and then cooperated with. Well, who controls who? So a supernatural entity guides the world famous psychic on all kinds of subjects. But it is very clear that that presence, that voice, that teaching is absolutely opposite that of the Spirit of the living God. The Spirit of God that moved on Isaiah, the Spirit of God that came on Samuel, the Spirit of God that moved through Ezekiel and lifted him up, the Spirit of God that guided and then spoke through the mouth of David and the Psalms, the Spirit of God that communicated concerning the coming of God's visitation on earth. Over 300 times, over decades, there is a complete systematic, well, you can call it a God synchronicity. I mean, it was clear that all the messages of all the prophets over all the years was very clear about the coming of Messiah. So there's a consistent message, and it's massive, and it's vast in communication. What we're dealing with is the contrast between the one voice of the Spirit of God, infinite, uncreated, eternal, and then the array of spirits that include, now listen to me, that include the Akashic Records. This realm around the earth, this field around the earth, this sense, this place, this locality of, well, energy, presence. Old ones dealing with the Akashic Records know that it's packed with entities. That all the information, and people are saying left and right, and all the new writers are saying, well, this is the place where, you know, as Ed Dames has said, this is the place of universal knowledge where all the information has always been put and where every single thing that's ever occurred, all the knowledge. Listen, you know what it is? You know what the Akashic Record is? Here's the warning. I want you to think through it. It is the counterfeit through the omniscience of God. It is the counterfeit, it is the counterfeit operating presence, the collective presence of the fallen angels, of the dark spirits. It is the collective operating presence, counterfeit to the omnipresence and omniscience of the Spirit of God. It seeks to act the same way. See, the Spirit of God can be right now in China operating through a missionary preaching in an underground church. The Spirit of God can be right now in Mozambique speaking through a missionary, sharing with others. The Spirit of God could be there in Russia in a Bible study, in a home, on a farm where 12 people are studying the Word of God together. The Spirit of God could be leading someone here across the United States in their prayers and intercession. The Spirit of God could be guiding. The Spirit of God is, well, he's everywhere. He's operative in the body of Christ, operative in the believer, in your life as a believer, if you are one. But everywhere, I feel his presence here. He's operative right now. I know his work. And reading the story, thank you, Tim, thank you, Deborah, thank you, Stephen, for sending this, of Michael Bray. Reading the story, you're not reading that God encountered him, that God guided him, that God let him take an occult, demon-charged Masonic sword. We've dealt with those swords. One of our guys confiscated one of those swords. The guy that it was confiscated from, the richly abused daughter, wanted it back. It's charged. The objects in the Masonic temple on the tables, the objects, the symbols, everything's charged. It's all about presence. It's all about powers. It's all about an alternative. And it plays a part in the synchronizing of the energies, powers, entities, voices, the communication. Whether it's through the occult streams, let me also mention the 2012 streams. And again, as we approach January and into January, you know what's going to happen. It'll be a critical year. Some will just watch it go by and just report. Others, filled with the Spirit of God, will engage. In a day in which the ramping up, the manifestation of demonic presence in the writings on objects, in the rituals, in the ritual warfare, in the engagement in the sky, in the luminous engagement with what are called aliens. Hey, by the way, I got a book in the mail today. You know what it's called? The Secret History of Extraterrestrials. On the bottom, this is by Lynn Kasten. Only looked at a few pages. But here's the subtitle at the bottom. Advanced Technology and the Coming New Race. Advanced Technology. Have I not been for about a year warning about the technology side? Specifically, military men and women, planetary defense weapons systems. This is a book about going over the history of UFO involvement. This is the story, and many different stories are put in here, but there is an inseparable connection between psychic, occult, and now UFO engagement, reception of information, belief systems, and the agenda. The overarching agenda, according to this book, is advanced technologies and a coming new race. Somehow, mankind's going to become, as it says in the book, Superman. A Superman, superpowers. Something's going to happen on a spiritual level. There's going to be a kicking in genetically. There's going to be an, you know what this is? I'm going to tell, listen, all the Bible studiers out there, all the young theologians out there, listen. Every time you hear about the evolution of humanity to Homo nauticus, Homo lumos, Homo deity, or the idea of mankind, a spiritual wave coming to kick in latent genetics to turn humankind into superhumankind. On a biblical scale, we're dealing with the counterfeit to the glorification. We're dealing with the absolute counterfeit of what's going to occur at the coming glorification. In the twinkling of an eye, you know the story, 1 Corinthians 15. In a flash, the Greek word atomic, on an atomic level. In that flash, on that atomic level, there's an exertion of the power of God. And you know what happens? Yes, on a genetic level, the Spirit of God. Listen, do you think that genetics and DNA are left out of this? Where the mortal, the lowly, frail, mortal, dying body, quicker than a blink, instantaneously, becomes indestructible, irrevocable immortality. Immortal. You want to talk about a powerful being? Now listen, when I was just reading the story of Michael, the young actor, obviously spiritually engaged, maybe somebody was doing something around him. Obviously there was a synchronicity of approach there was a spiritual approach in a number of ways coming to him. The visitation in his bedroom, the person coming to give the curse, the individual demanding that he take the charged object, the sword that he got, no doubt charged with spirits. The guidance of all of that led him in the slaying of his mother. He was convinced. And to this point, according to the article, he is red-hot convinced, unrepentant, and declares vehemently that he did not kill his mother. He killed the demon inside. That has nothing to do with how you get rid of demons. My friends, people can throw salt on demons, try to hose them down with a hose. You can, in our area, a woman thought there were demons in her babies, so she drowned them to kill the demon. And you hear all kinds of weird stories in South Africa right now where they're trying to mix liturgical pieces of Christianity with animism and the spiritism that they're used to. And they're literally beating and rolling these kids up in blankets and carpet, and they're doing things that are traumatizing the kids and creating massive fear. That's not how you deal with, that's not the authority of Christ. That's not the demonstration of the authority of Christ. What has gone wrong with us? Are we just simply completely biblically illiterate? On the one hand, the vast majority of believers don't know about the authority they have in Christ. Luke 10, simple discipleship material. Therefore, the vast majority of Christ, the body of Christ, real believers, they don't do. As I've heard many pastors tell me, we don't do deliverance. We don't do that. To your shame, to your absolute shame, allowing the enemy to encroach, allowing the enemy to take place. Could it be that there would have been a believer that would have engaged this young actor and recognized the counterfeit seducing spirits all over and commanded them off? We've had hundreds of engagements in deliverance exorcism. We've never had to use a sword, a knife, rope, tape, nothing. Never used salt. Don't even use, quote, holy water. That's not what Jesus taught in Luke's gospel, the simplicity. I've given you authority to trample, that is to decimate the dark side and to overcome. Greek word Nike, with decisive victory, overcome all the power of the enemy and nothing will harm you. We're living in a dangerous world, which I'm not sure everybody sees the danger. In my hand, I hold this brand new book that's going to spout the same spiritual content, that evolutionary approach, the coming new race that the alien entities have been communicating and telling and trying to crossbreed, and everything that looks like the Nephilim, everything that looks like fallen angels in the past. You know, again, if you're psychic, if you're New Ager, if you are an occultist, if you're Luciferian, well, you know what I found out? Real Luciferians that I engage, you know what? They know what we're talking about. They know. See, they're directly conjuring power demons. They call them demons. They've got them in their life. They use them in ritual work and in ritual warfare and against people. They know it is to charge, demonize an object and place it with intent to bring spiritual harm and physical harm and chaos. So the Luciferians, they're very clear about it. But, you know, when you get out of that realm and you're in the realm of occultists and alienologists, New Agers, psychics, and with great love for, but pleading with, the remote viewers, you too. The newest book by Ed Dames goes in the same direction. The same methodology, the same source. The Akashic Records is not just some benign hall of information that's been out there forever. It is an actual locality, it is a domain. There is information collectively, but it's a collective. The revelation of it, again, I'm saying to everyone, especially if you're new tonight, is Ephesians chapter 2. There is a prince of the power. There's a ruler. There's someone that is in great historic authority among a domain that is a realm where they've been given exousia, the authority. And this is of the eros, a spirit, now operative. So in the atmosphere around us, billions now can feel the presence, feel what's there, because so much of it is manifested through. Let me tell you this. My personal opinion is the majority that wants to come through have not come through yet. That will occur when the events of the great chaos, the rise of Antichrist, the rise of the false prophet, the opening of the abyss, the mother of all rituals, and the release of demonic spiritual assignment manifested in the world on a planetary scale. We are talking about events that are off the record books, off anything ever done, ever explained. But, back it up here a few moments, we've seen now about 5-6 decades of the incremental approach. We have seen as if they have decided to release their spiritual agenda in a lot of different, you know, baskets of eggs, per se. The occult streams, ufologists, and all of those involved in alienology, and even this new book, it is touting the ultimate Luciferic promise. It is, and listen, I've just done, last week, the presence of a lethal force. I've just gone over not only the presence, but what is the ultimate doctrine? How do you discern, how do you detect Luciferic presence, intent, agenda, by the doctrine that comes out, by the agenda that is demonstrated? And so when I hold in my hands a new book, and let's make no bones about it. I would say, like with many others that I've read, I pray for this fellow. And when I'm looking at this book and reading through this book, I finally want to go to the back and see what his history is. Now, here it is, The Secret History of Extraterrestrials, Advanced Technology, and the Coming New Race, both of which are the developing precursors by fallen spirits, paving the way to the chaos, the rise of Antichrist, false prophet, abyss, the mother of all rituals for the gathering at Armageddon. So I go to the back of the book, and I begin to tell you in the beginning of, in my notes in front of me, I have here down, pointing down, is the synchronicity of information, of experiences, of agenda, of what they believe, of what is coming, the occult streams, the UFO alienologists, what they're saying, the 2012ers, all through next year, what they're going to be spouting. A planetary wave is coming, an evolution of humanity to deity, to homo lumos, to some new level, a spiritual presence so powerful, so it's going to affect the genetics of man. And I'm telling you ahead of time that it's all counterfeit, just like the new age to come that they're declaring is counterfeit to the millennium, just like the Antichrist is counterfeit to the coming of the real Christ. Just like the signs of the wonders that will astound billions of people are counterfeit to the signs of the wonders of Christ. The message, the presence, the agenda, everything about it, there's always a contrasting counterpoint. And I think, again, the dark side, knowing God's agenda, either seeks to stop it or counterfeit it ahead of time to draw people into its version of a world of peace, of a development of humanity. So the evolution of humanity to deity, goes all the way back to the garden. It is the stream of teaching in occult, UFO, 2012, New Age. Clearly in remote viewing teachings more than ever as I read Ed Dame's latest book. Ed Dames says what SciTech said concerning remote viewers, that the content, where they're able to do what they do, the universe, the great universal, the collective unconscious, the Akashic records, the Hall of Records, all the occultists, including Edgar Cayce, the Sleeping Prophet, where did he get his information? Akashic records. Where did he get, and he understood it's a spiritual place. There are entities disseminating the massive collective of information with its goal to be counterfeit to the omniscience and the omnipresence of God. See, Satan's only in one locality. He's a finite being. Luciferians, you understand that. He can only be, if he's in Russia at some ritual, he can't be, you know, in some place in underground in Italy at some summoning. He's the prince of the power of the air, but he doesn't consume, his presence doesn't consume the air. Now, the collective of all the demons and the fallen angels, collectively, yes, there is a collective. It operates, well, as if it was the uncreated, eternal, infinite, omniscient, omnipresent Holy Spirit of God. So I have the book in my hand, getting ready to go over tonight, thinking through the language of God, the Spirit of God and His inspiration of the Word of God. But I'm going to do it in contrast to what's around us. I've got a book in my hand that I'm going to tell you right now, I believe has been guided in a, well, that's synchronicity. Matter of fact, I believe this fella, Lynn Caston, is giving kind of a collective approach on the secret history of the extra, he calls them extraterrestrials. That's the first mistake. They are extra dimensionals. That's what they are. That's why they're able to move the way they do. That's why when they show themselves in the sky, they're able to shift and move dimensionally. So I'm reading the back. Here's what it has. The author of this book, he is a UFO researcher. That's what I thought I would hear. A UFO researcher, and a freelance writer. Okay. Now listen, he intensely studied the Edgar Cayce readings at the ARE in Virginia Beach and has been a lifelong devotee of astrology and theosophy. He is a former member of the National Investigations Committee on the aerial phenomenon, NICAP, and also MUFON. President of the American Philosopher Society, he has been a feature writer with more than 50 published articles for Atlantis Rising magazine, a New Age magazine. So you have the connection of UFO, old occult, reception of revelation, Edgar Cayce, the Akashic Records. Theosophy, Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey. You know why that he's able to combine them all together? You know why you'll see more and more of a complete and absolute joining together? Because the spiritual presence behind the old occult writers, the spiritual presence behind the real psychics that have received revelation and spoke them, the real presence behind UFO experiencers and those for 2012 are all the same source. The entities that we're talking about are collectively the array that the Spirit of God reveals, and listen, reveals clearly and truly in Ephesians chapter 6. So many believers in Christ don't even understand Ephesians chapter 6. So many have never really studied through. Your spiritual warfare is not against flesh and blood. The battles that you go through in your life. Listen, for all of us that know of the monetary, the economic situation, the siphoning off of money, as I talked this last weekend about the Antichrist's checkbook, where all the trillions are going to, how they will acquire the trillions, just like in a small way, large for the time, the Nazis did in their day. Do you think running a global controlled political, economic, military system, and all the communications, and all the enforcement, it's going to take trillions of dollars? You think they're going to just wait till it all breaks out, or are they going to store it up? Are they going to store up the gold? Are they going to get ready? Are they going to have it in their hands? Are they going to be ready to go? You better believe it. So, today is a little bit of a weird day. It's been I'm going to tell you right now, it's been a day of really something in the air type spiritual warfare craziness to me. Now, if you're new tonight, again, I want to just tell you, welcome to the show. This is Shatter the Darkness Live, a broadcast Monday through Friday, 6 to 7. My name is Russ Dizdar. ShatterTheDarkness.net is the website. And we're doing the second of five, of a six, of a five-part series. But the different material sent into me over the last couple of days and today, and looking again, you got to understand, as someone who has been in the field like this for a while, where I understand the doctrine, understand the agenda, and it burns my britches to see so many deceived, and Jesus warned in advance. This is why I'm saying to those, you know, that listen to the, you know, global talk shows and that are reading the books and that are getting into, and you're experiencing. Listen, you know what? This young actor, Michael, he experienced spiritual interaction. Obviously, it took him, he was off guard. It was overwhelming. There was some kind of agenda. Did you notice that in the report that his mother was a believer? And from the other reports, sounds like a strong believer in Christ. And I don't know. But I wonder whether the spirits operated through Michael in such a way that he actually believed and then completed the act, killing his mother, which he says, I didn't kill my mom, I killed the demon. That's what the demons convinced him. There are those that are having sleep paralysis visitations. They believe the presence. Some of the folks that we've done deliverance, they simply began to believe what these entities were telling them and what they wanted to do. When we're in cult crime, when we're in some of the casework, when we're seeing the same thing. In that man's life, there was a spiritual synchronicity that guided him. On a global scale, there is a spiritual synchronicity guiding through many different streams. It all comes from the same source, but it's all leading to the same ocean. All those streams are leading in the same direction. So if a UFO abductee or someone that's deeply versed in contacting, remote viewing, and engaging the entities, and they're believing that mankind is going to evolve, that we're going to become godlike, and that there'll be a new age, and it's going to change everything. Well, there is a new age coming, and there is a glorification coming in Christ, centralized out of the infinite God who's come to love us and redeem us, but there's a counterfeit laid out before. There's a counterfeit given right now. There's a counterfeit because because Revelation 12 says that dark, counterfeit, alternative spirituality knows its time is short. It is ramped up, my friends. It is ramped up. And if the doorway is open and there is no protection, more and more and more events like this young actor can occur. We're not even talking about the deep, dark underside that, well, they know it's demons. They know they're engaged with demons. They know they're summoning demons. They know that it's Lucifer. Somebody wrote me to ask me to explain and maybe give a definition when it comes to Luciferianism. Colonel Shannon, the author of the 1st Earth Battalion back in the 70s, this teaching that came into the military, Fort Bragg and others, and I've got the manual because one of the Psy Warrior individuals gave it to me in the 90s. And I watched a YouTube that was sent to me concerning, well, with Colonel Shannon. Once again, completely versed in the New Age spiritual stream of things. And completely immersed in the concepts of a New Age globalism. But one of the YouTube videos that was sent, he's at his home, I guess they're in Hawaii, talking to the listeners in the YouTube video, basically saying there's some people out there going around talking about Luciferianism and Luciferians. And then he asked this question, do you even know what a Luciferian is? I thought that's strange. You see, there are Luciferians that know what they are and glory in what they are. All the undergrounders listening know what I'm talking about. There's no question you can email me and add to what I'm saying, but what I'm saying here involves somewhat this definition that I sent out today. Someone sent me, I was on Darkness Radio last week, was invited to be on, and first time. And so this dear lady writes to me about wanting to know what a Luciferian really is. And I'm going back to what I sent, and I'm just going to read to you what I sent to the person. Here it is, quote, a Luciferian is a person who truly rejects God and Christ and does believe in Satan, Lucifer. They believe in Lucifer as the good guy, a superior being of light and of great knowledge, that he is coming back to claim his rule. They are in differing degrees in direct worship of Lucifer and believe in a global quest to bring down the existing world nation, the world system of nations, and replace it with a new age, a new order, filled with the powers of Lucifer, and Lucifer himself coming, manifesting into the world to rule. Now that is the underground, real Luciferian. That's what they are. But anyone embracing Luciferic doctrine and Luciferic agenda would be the unwitting that are committed to that cause, to that stream. And I'm going to tell you right now, again, the occult streams, including Masons, which there are 56,000 Masonic temples in the United States alone. And when it comes to ufologists, everybody's clamoring for disclosure. The brand new book that I've got, I'll be pouring into tonight. And I'm already looking through chapter titles of super soldiers and genetic power. And all the things that we've read in old occultism is appearing in UFO doctrine. It's all going to come flowing out deeply and broadly when it comes to 2012. Now, it already has done from the pyramid. The information there is the same. And I'm simply saying, again, it's because it's the same source. That's the issue. That's what we're dealing with. And so if we go back to where Jesus talked about this in Matthew 24, he said in the end of days, the number one issue beyond the physical You know, but the physical things we look at, the saber-rattling, the nations against nation, I mean, North Korea and what's happening up there and all the rest. Everything in the Middle East. You know, Middle East is going to be the hot spot. You know that on the scale of where literally all hell breaks loose on a physical level when it comes to war and everything else, right? You know why that's true? I was sent a kind of not really an article, but it was a thing about Iraq. And my friend tells me that he thought this would be very interesting. And I'm gonna listen. The reason I want to do this is because we need to understand the issue of ground, where the presence is. Soldiers coming out of Iraq, Afghanistan. I'll be doing a thing on Wednesday night coming up here where the Nephilim roamed. So my friend sends this to me. Tim, thank you again from out there in the West. Number one, here, listen to this. Concerning Iraq, you know, the Iraq war, the Iraq. Where was the Garden of Eden? Where was it that Satan fell? Where was it that the Nephilim roamed? Well, number one, it says here in this little thing he sent to me, the Garden of Eden was in Iraq. Mesopotamia, which is now Iraq, was the cradle of civilization. Noah built the Ark in Iraq. The Tower of Babel was in Iraq. Abraham was from Ur, which was in southern Iraq. Isaac's wife, Rebekah, is from Nahor, which is in Iraq. Jacob met Rachel in Iraq. Jonah preached in Nineveh, which is in Iraq. Assyria, which is in Iraq, conquered the 10 tribes of Israel. Amos cried out in Iraq. Babylon, which is in Iraq, destroyed Jerusalem. Daniel was in the lion's den in Iraq. The three Hebrew children, well, in Iraq. The king of Babylon saw the writing on the wall in Iraq. Ezekiel, it preached in Iraq. This says the wise men that laid the gifts before Jesus were from Iraq. Do we understand about territorial presence in and on the ground, in and on the gateways, in and on the objects that may have been buried? So I'm going to say again, look for all through 2011, more and more places where there's archaeological digs going on, where new objects are found, maybe new writings are found, and when they are connected to the old gods and goddesses, the content of the messages that are guarded by the spirits of those ancient days, because they didn't die, they're going to communicate the same thing. That there is, if we grasp this spiritual, you know, if we grasp this rope and hang on to it, this is going to lead us to secret knowledge, like this book, The Secret History of the Extraterrestrials. It's going to give us knowledge that will lead humanity to an evolution, to a great quantum leap, and a new age. And a new age. By the way, something so interesting. I got to at least tell you about it. I know we went off the whole of the subject tonight, but listen. At the end of this little article, and I'm not sure who actually wrote all of this, but my friend sent it to me. It is saying this, that America is represented by an eagle. There's no question about that. Clearly around the world, it's known by an eagle. A lot of our flags that are on stick, like little poles, have an eagle on top. The eagle, no question about it. Now listen, my friend sends to me, and it says, Saddam should have read up on his Muslim passages. This is out of the Quran. And again, you know me, I don't like to quote where dark spirits have guided materials, but in this case, I'll do some quoting. Out of the Quran, it says this, for it is written that a son of Arabia would awaken a fearsome eagle. The wrath of the eagle would be felt throughout the lands of Allah, and lo, while some of the people trembled in despair, still more rejoiced, for the wrath of the eagle cleansed the lands of Allah. Now, I guess what they're saying, and I'm not going to say that this is the true interpretation, but the suggestion here is that is a reference to, in this spiritually guided book, but not by the Spirit of God, that another nation would come and bring trouble there. And the verse in the Quran, you know what it is? 9-1-1. 9-11. There are forces. And what we read in the story of one young actor, spiritually engaged, spiritually leaped upon, he had no grid to understand what that presence really was. Can I ask you tonight, do you have a grid? Do you have the Spirit of God dwelling inside of you? Do you have the Word of God dwelling inside of you? Tonight we were supposed to do an entire, you know, this session on the language of God. The Holy Spirit speaks a supernatural word. You know, the Word of God, 40 writers, 3 continents, 3 languages, all the writers knew God. All the writers guided by the Spirit of God. Every one of them knew. It is in contrast to Edgar Cayce, to Helena Blavatsky, to Alice Bailey, to the writer of this book that I mentioned tonight, to hundreds of other books, and now ancient prophecies being lifted out of old ruins, and the communication coming from the entities out of the sky. Oh, there's a collective on that side. And then there's the Spirit of God pointing us to the Savior that died on a cross, that rose from the dead, that opened wide heaven, summoning all of humanity to come home. Is there a, not an evolution, a glorification? New Agers and remote viewers and psychics, I challenge you to understand the difference between spiritual evolution of humanity or the glorification. The one side says it comes from their spiritual source. The side that I'm talking about, the Spirit of God, the living Christ, who loves you, who proved it, who died, who rose, who's coming again. I pray that you come to Christ, that you know Him. I pray tonight that you realize as a believer in Christ how vital this moment in history is. We've got this day to come under the Lordship of Christ, be clothed with the Spirit of God, know the authority, know the armor, know the day we're living in, and do all we can. Well, the music's here. I'm done for the night. Hey, remember us in your prayers, and we're going to need you to remember us in support. We love you tonight. God bless. Good night.